Kevin had actually brought up this interesting dilemma, and I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if this has ever happened in the history of dating. There's no way that you find two people start dating and they both have the exact same dog name.
Oh.
What happens?
Yeah, what do
you do? What happens if you get into a serious relationship with someone and you guys both have, you know, Oreo the dog?
Right.
855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. You meet somebody like, hey, how? What are your interests? Oh, you like to do this. You know, what do you do for a living? Oh, you know, I'm an accountant. Oh, I got a dog name. And then both of it at the exact same time, like Jinx, say Oreo.
Yeah, what got me thinking about this is we have two dogs in our neighborhood named Max.
Max, okay. Classic dog name.
Yeah, different owners and all that stuff. But if these different owners were to hook up, they won't because they're both guys. But
but hey, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. That's true. That's true. But they have families. So
let's hope still that would be a scandal.
Still never know.
All right, let's say they do hook up. And now they have two.
Now
Maxes.
They're hooking up. We have now switched teams. There we go.
It's okay.
So they have two Maxes in the house. All right. You call the dog, hey, Max, come here, boy. They both come. Okay, all right. So then you got to decide which one of you guys gets the right to be Max. Which dog is the Max and which dog gets the change name? And then when you do that, you change the other dog's name. Does that other dog still come? Does that other dog go, wait a second, I'm Max. You can't be Max.
Do you have to break up with somebody if this happens? If you find somebody who, like, you're hitting it off with and you're like, I can't date them, like, why? They have the exact same dog name as me?
I thought you meant... Can you date someone who has the same name as your dog?
Oh, so
like that's what I thought you meant at first too.
Like, could you?
Could I date a Lily because my dog is named Lily?
Yeah.
Same thing, similar thing though.
Would
you change the dog's name if two people have the same name in the house? What do you do? So if
the older person gets to keep it, younger person has to change it.
For dogs though,
most
people. Do rescues, and so it's just gotcha day then? Because you don't know who's older and younger. You never really truly know.
You have a
general
idea.
What if they're generally in the same age?
I had to change my name for this show because we couldn't have a Hannah and an Anna.
Yes.
And Hannah refused to change her name, so I had to change mine.
Yes!
Oh. Yep.
So someone has
to change their name.
Someone has to be easygoing, you know, really nice and kind. And then there has to be a Hannah.
But here's the thing. It's a dog. The dog doesn't have a say in this. How does the dog not, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you volunteered the dog.
Yeah.
What if the dog's not comfortable with this?
Oh, the dog's going to be fine. Are you kidding me?
Okay. I'm curious if this has ever happened to anyone in the history of dating where you met somebody and you and this person you started to date or talk to or flirt with had the exact same dog's name as you. What do you do, and how did you handle the situation? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA.
I just can't stop thinking about Kevin's neighborhood tea. You're going to go home tonight, and the dudes are going to be supposedly hooking up together with their Max dogs.
Has this ever happened to anyone in the history of dating where you meet somebody, you hit it off, you're flirting, you're talking, and you realize your dogs have the exact same name? What do you do? How do you make that decision? 855-444-6342. Kevin had thought about this because he thought some guys in the neighborhood might leave their wives for other guys.
Right, because they have the same dog named Max.
You're like, okay, what happens if you meet somebody and you both got a Max? Andrea, you had this happen to you actually.
Yes, it did. I met a guy at the gym, and we kind of started talking and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that's how it happens for Hannah, too. Meets a guy at the gym, starts talking.
Oh, yeah. Didn't go over so good, but you know, hey.
Yeah. We've been there also.
Yeah, I was about to say, her first one didn't either.
My first one went horrible, but currently it's going great.
All right, Andrew.
We both ended up having dogs named Oreo.
No way. And I said this. Oreo is the most common like dog name. Both had an Oreo, huh?
So we ended up, I would call mine Oreo Cookie. And he would call his Oreo, oh.
Oh.
Wow.
He made up like extra nicknames with it.
Really?
Yeah. And then I have a girl dog too. Her name is Daisy. And it turns out he used to have a girl named Daisy.
Whoa.
Yeah. But then very quickly it became known that those were actually the only things we had in common. So,
are you guys brother and sister?
Yeah, wow.
Where does this story turn? And then we found out we were cousins. Like, what happens here? What else did you have in common?
Okay,
I'm so curious. Yeah, we're both from Arkansas.
Oh my god!
Can you say what else you had in common?
That was pretty much it. We went to the same gym and we had dogs that had same names.
Oh, you
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, so
have
that's why they didn't work out. That was the only thing they had.
Yeah, only thing they had in common. Oh, I thought it was like, oh. Okay, but it's not just what
we
happens.
The same genetic code.
Yeah. But what? Okay, this is even crazier. We might have to change her name because her name is also Hannah.
What? Oh.
Hannah, meet Hannah. Say
hi.
Wow. Hi.
Hannah, hi. I'm not going to lie. Hannah wouldn't change her name for AB, so I don't know if she's going to change her name for
I'm
you.
I'm not changing my name for anything.
So, Hannah, it's not just dogs, though. This happened to your grandparents, but it was even more severe. It was kids.
Oh.
Yeah, so my grandparents, when they met, they both had kids named Sean from previous marriages. But one was like a year older than the other, so then we just called him Big Sean and Little Sean.
we're like, hey, I got a Sean, I got a Sean. It's like, what are your kids' names? Sean.
They ended up having 7 total kids together, so it was even funnier when they started naming them, and they're like, Sean, oh wait, and the other Sean.
Yeah, and the other Sean. Like, it's hilarious. People be like,
wow.
I think you missed one. Like, no, it's...
Sean had a baby. Who's that? What?
Yeah, Sean squared.